For the second time in as many weeks, Alberta MLA for Airdrie Cochrane Peter Guthrie penned a letter to his constituents directing sharp criticism towards the provincial government. The three-page letter, which Guthrie posted to X on Wednesday, said, "The UCP has morphed into a party with a number of objectives that I opposed internally and can no longer, in good conscience, support. Competent, honest governance has taken a backseat to political maneuverings that jeopardize the best interest of Albertans," he wrote in the letter. "In my opinion, key conservative principles are openness, transparency, good governance, and fiscal responsibility. Yet, these ideals have been abandoned by the Premier in her handling of serious allegations facing the Department of Health. Staff operating in a toxic environment fear sharing potentially critical information that could be vital to uncovering the truth. As the RCMP and the Auditor General investigate the case, the Premier staunchly refuses to be transparent and initiate a judicial review, the very thing required to restore public confidence through a formal legal judgment. I felt compelled to ask why she remains firm in this stance which, in my view, cannot be defended or supported." Guthrie was expelled from the UCP caucus by the party on April 16 because of his continued questioning of government procurement policy. About 50 days ago, Guthrie stepped down from his post as infrastructure minister due to the government's handling of questions surrounding healthcare procurement practices. At the time, he said he was given a 30-day suspension from caucus. In his resignation letter, Guthrie said Premier Danielle Smith potentially misled members of cabinet. In his April 23 letter, Guthrie leveled more criticism towards the government, including its investigation into procurement policy, which was launched in February in response to the scandal. "The government's commissioned investigation, led by an out-of-province judge with no legal authority in Alberta, is unlikely to earn public trust. Judge Wyant, no doubt a well-respected professional, is nevertheless limited by a narrow mandate designed to deflect criticism rather than uncovering the truth. I made it clear to caucus that this review resembles a classic whitewash report, seemingly designed to conceal wrongdoing rather than expose it, an approach that risks triggering serious accusations of a cover-up," Guthrie wrote. "The scope of the investigation is confined to reviewing legislation, regulations and procurement policies within government agencies and lacks the mechanisms necessary to pursue accountability. Witnesses are not compelled to testify, and any information provided is tightly controlled by government officials. A number of key personnel and senior staff within AWS have already been dismissed, further hampering the credibility of the inquiry. Given these limitations, it is critical that we rely on independent bodies, namely the Auditor General and the RCMP, to carry out thorough investigations. Only through their work can Albertans hope to receive a trustworthy and transparent outcome." Guthrie also took aim at the size of government and the government's projected budget deficit of $5.4 billion. "In addition to these concerns, I've also highlighted the troubling lack of fiscal accountability within Executive Council, an issue my now independent colleague, MLA Scott Sinclair, has also raised. Under Premier Smith, the UCP government has increased its operational budget by more than 24%, including a 14% expansion in the size of the GOA. This erosion of fiscal discipline, combined with the creation of multiple new Crown corporations, has contributed to a projected deficit of $5.4 billion," Guthrie wrote. While conservatives may hold diverse views on many issues, fiscal responsibility remains a core principle encompassing balanced budgets, limited government, reduced debt, and lower taxes. To its credit, the UCP delivered on their promise of a tax cut, which I supported as a way to ease the burden on Albertans facing rising inflation. However, this action alone does little to offset a broader lack of fiscal discipline. "In Alberta, we are quick to criticize the federal government for its unsustainable spending, ballooning debt, and inflationary impact on families and communities. We cannot, in good faith, denounce that approach in Ottawa while turning a blind eye to similar issues here at home." Guthrie also took a swipe at Smith and her trip to the U.S., questioning whether it was in the province's or Canada's best interest. "It appears the Premier may be using the federal election as an opportunity to raise her own national profile, possibly at the expense of the CPC and Pierre Poilievre's efforts to become Canada's next prime minister. Recent developments in her political agenda raise legitimate questions about her intentions for Alberta's role within the Canadian Federation, another area where I find myself at odds with her leadership, Guthrie said. Guthrie added he intends to serve as an independent MLA and hopes to hold government accountable while representing the constituents of Airdrie Cochrane.